This is Exploring Next, episode 324. Today, OpenEye's GPT 5.5 prompt guidance and why a lot of teens may need fewer instructions, not more, to get better results.
Yeah, and that hits a real pain point right now. People have these giant inherited prompt stacks from older models, and I think GPT 5.5 is basically saying, trim the ritual, keep the goal.
Which is kind of a product moment, Cody. If your support assistant feels stiff or your agent takes too long, the problem might not be the model. It might be all the old scaffolding wrapped around it.
The guide's clearest shift is out from first prompting, define the goal, constraints, evidence, and output, then let the model choose the path instead of scripting every step.
And for customer-facing assistants, that pairs with separating personality from collaboration style so you can tune tone without overloading the prompt.
It also means teams should retest low and medium effort before turning things up, because newer efficient reasoning may already be enough at lower cost and latency.
Another practical pattern is the preamble. In streaming or tool-using apps, have the model give a short visible update before it reasons or calls tools.
And for grounded answers, use retrieval budgets and stopping rules. Get the minimum evidence needed, cite it, and stop instead of looping or bluffing when evidence is thin.
If you want to try this tonight, run the Codex migration path with the OpenEye Docs skill. The example command is OpenEye Docs migrate this project to GPT 5.5. Then compare your old prompt against a shorter version with the same eval set.
And for a solo builder, make a tiny support bot or back assistant. Give it the short personality block, a collaboration style, a retrieval budget, and one rule for missing evidence. Pause, then test low verbosity and low effort before you add complexity.
That's the read from our kitchen table for today. Thanks for hanging with us on Exploring Next.